Babies born prematurely, in other words before 37 weeks gestation, are at an increased risk from complications which can include infections, neurodevelopmental problems, low birth weight and breathing difficulties. The impacts can be mitigated with suitable forward planning and interventions. For instance, sometimes preterm labour can be arrested to allow the baby to grow for longer or to buy time while drugs that can mature the respiratory system take effect, for instance. The issue, though, is knowing who is likely to be affected. All too often, women present already in the throes of labour, and an elective process ends up becoming an emergency. Seeking to solve this with a screening test that can pick up women at risk is what motivates Nadi Gomez-Lopez at Washington University. She's found that preterm labour seems to be linked to a heightened inflammatory state in the genital tract, and this might be one way to solve the problem.
How can we identify a woman who eventually will deliver preterm is because she presents with symptoms of labor. And that may be too late. And those women end delivering preterm in several days after they have this episode of labor. So what we wanted to do is measure a marker in the vagina during early pregnancy that will allow us to identify these women and what type of preterm baby, because there are many different types of preterm births.
What fraction of pregnancies have this problem of preterm labor?
In Michigan, where we conducted the study, the rate of preterm birth could be up to 15%. Nationally, one of every 10 babies born premature in the United States.
And what do we do at the moment to spot people who might be at risk? Do we take, for instance, a past history of this happening to someone as a risk factor? Are there ways when we can sort of profile people, or are we not very good at picking this up?
Well, right now, we have limited strategies. One of them is the history. That's a factor that will increase the chances of this woman to have another preterm baby. The other one is measure the cervix utilizing an ultrasound system. A short cervix, which is defined as less than 25 millimeters, is a risk factor for delivering preterm. And so far, the only strategy to prevent prematurity is administration of natural progesterone vaginally to those women who had a short cervix. But this is a very small population of women. Therefore, the preterm deliveries cannot be predicted or prevented.
And obviously, having to go through those sorts of interventions and monitoring, that's invasive. It's not ideal. It's also quite labour intensive, isn't it? So you're searching for a better way to do this with minimally invasive techniques. How are you trying to do it?
Yes. So what we were trying to do is to find marker that measuring this marker, we can identify women who are at risk of delivering preterm earlier in gestation, before any symptoms. So what we did is to recruit women, and then we sampled them throughout gestation. We have approximately 500 women who deliver a term and 250 that deliver preterm. How do we sample these women? We have vaginal swabs, and then we did simple assays to identify specific immunological mediators implicated in the disease.
So the thrust of this is you're looking to see, when we swab these women, are we finding signs that there is a difference in how the immune system is performing in some of them, and specifically those that are destined to have a preterm labour compared to the ones that don't?
Exactly. We found that those women who are destined to have a premature baby have inflammatory signals from very early in pregnancy. And that utilizing these signatures, we can identify those women who eventually will have preterm baby.
If you were to use this then as a screening tool in order to try to predict a person who is at risk of this happening to her, what's the sensitivity and specificity based on these immune markers that that will happen to a woman?
The specificity and sensitivity were not directly addressed because this is a proof of concept study. But we did specific modeling to tell you confidently that these inflammatory signals can allow us to predict with a good predicted value a subset of these women who eventually will deliver preterm. We cannot predict all preterm births with this marker, but we can identify a subset of women who will eventually deliver preterm before 34 weeks of gestation.
One of the criteria to do a screening program is that we need to be able to do something about the thing we're screening for. So knowing that this may happen to a woman, does that mean you can intervene meaningfully because you've got advance warning and stop that preterm labour happening?
Exactly. That's the point, to identify those women who will benefit from treatments. So right now, we don't have specific treatments for different types of preterm birth. So the idea is to identify specific subsets of women that eventually will deliver preterm, and then perform more research to identify therapies for those specific subset of women.
And do you know why these groups of women who are going to have preterm labours have this more inflammatory state in the vagina? Do you know what's provoking that?
The short answer is we don't know. It is thought that the vaginal microbiome or changes in the bacteria that live in the vagina may allow us to identify women who eventually deliver preterm. And what we are doing right now is to integrate these inflammatory signals with specific microorganisms to see whether the combination of these two can help us to identify more women than the inflammatory signals alone.
Nadi Gomez-Lopez there. Let's hope she can unpick what is going on in those mothers.